Whistler is not only a haven for nature and adventure, but it is also a hub for remarkable businesswomen. Whether born and raised in the community or drawn from across the globe to make Whistler their permanent home, the seven local business leaders profiled in this year's Women in Business feature embody curiosity, talent, and ambition. Fueled by their passions and driven by their innovative and worldly mindsets, they have all carved their niches in Whistler's dynamic business landscape, from the thriving hospitality and real estate sectors, to retail business ventures that range from curated culinary delights to cozy knitted apparel. Beyond their individual successes, these women in business have formed a collective force that fosters supportive environments where fellow women can shine and thrive in their industries. Caitlin Spink Real Estate. Caitlin Spink. Photo via Whistler Real Estate Company. Born and raised in the Pemberton Valley by two successful realtor parents, Caitlin Spink was introduced to real estate sales and property development at a young age. At the age of 21, she completed the build and sale of her first home and soon after, turned her passion for property sales and her involvement within the Pemberton and Whistler communities into a career as a realtor under the Whistler Real Estate Company. Specializing in assisting diverse clients, from first-time buyers to seasoned investors, she prioritizes smooth transactions and enjoyable experiences. Valuing personal connections, Spink has earned the distinction of being a top realtor in Pemberton and Whistler for 5 consecutive years. Cherishing the trust of her clients, she feels privileged to pursue her passion in a community she loves. Keeping the real in realtor, Spink strongly believes that being professional and being personal can go together in real estate, and she strives to always put the person before the transaction. I'm privileged to be a leading woman in business in our community, because of all of the trust my clients and community have put in me, says Spink. I'm forever grateful to be able to do what I love for a living in a place I love the most. Visit www.caitlinspink.com for more information and don't forget to ask her about her referral program. Harmony Whistler. Emma Goodman. Photo via Harmony Whistler Vacations. In the days before Airbnb was well known, vacation seekers in Whistler started moving away from travel agents and hotels, searching for their own accommodations online. Emma Goodman saw an opportunity in the local property management market and, coupled with her real estate experience, launched Harmony Whistler Vacations in 2014. The boutique-style vacation rental company works with homeowners to create a profitable investment and facilitate a seamless stay for their guests by handling all of vacation rental management. We understand that Whistler is a lifestyle choice, and not just an investment for our owners, Goodman says. Goodman started by running all business operations on her own, including marketing, bookkeeping, cleaning, maintenance, being on call 24/7. It was a tough few years that brought many challenges, but I would not change it for the world, she reflects. The experiences and struggles as a solo woman starting a business, without business experience, led me to where I am now. Today, Harmony Whistler Vacations is run by a team of 12 employees, allowing Goodman to focus on scaling the business and additional projects. I empower our team to pursue their goals fearlessly and believe in their potential. Challenges are opportunities for growth, and I firmly believe in overcoming obstacles to achieve success. Goodman is the co-founder of Mountain Linens, a commercial laundry facility in Function Junction. She also spends time with her husband taking care of their 8-acre farm in Pemberton where they live with their 2 young children. Learn more about Harmony Whistler Vacations at www.harmonywhistler.com. Amos and Andy's Hillary Davison, second from left, and her family. Photo via Amos and Andy's Hillary Davison traveled from her homeland, England, to the scenic landscapes of Whistler in 1988. Transitioning from her days as a ski bum, she founded Amos and Andy's 3 decades ago. Affectionately known as the Whistler Sweater Shop, the store embodies a captivating fusion of personal history and entrepreneurial spirit. Davison's passion for handmade knits is rooted in her upbringing in a drafty old farmhouse, where her grandmother handmade sweaters for her. Today, this heritage remains at the core of her business philosophy. At Amos and Andy's, customers are welcomed into a haven where tradition meets contemporary style. Davison's commitment to showcasing authentic, meticulously crafted sweaters from their countries of origin is a tribute to timeless elegance and enduring quality. Each garment holds a narrative, evoking a sense of nostalgia and becoming a treasured heirloom for generations to come. Davison's commitment to heritage craftsmanship shines as the shop eagerly anticipates the launch of its new Ladies linen collection this spring. This expansion to include linen clothing underscores their dedication to providing customers with timeless fashion choices. Discover finely crafted knitwear and upcoming linen attire at Amos and Andy's. Visit WhistlerSweatershop.com and subscribe to the newsletter for exclusive updates on collections and store news. Don't miss out on experiencing Hillary's timeless collections that honor tradition and embrace innovation. Metronomics Shannon Brian Susco. Photo via Metronomics Shannon Byrne Susco, a proud Whistler local of 34 years, initially found her passion in the mountains as a ski instructor, but soon turned her focus to building her career here. With over two decades of experience building and leading high-growth technology companies within Canada's financial services industry, Susco has earned a reputation as an entrepreneurial extraordinaire. As a serial tech entrepreneur, Susco co-founded, served as CEO for, and led the sale of two companies in less than 6 years, Subservo Inc. and Paradata Systems Inc. Leveraging her experiences, she developed a strategic execution framework called Metronomics, which helps guide CEOs to integrate critical business components for predictable profit, rapid growth, and successful exits. Susco authored 4 books detailing her methodology, including her latest title, The M Game, The Metronomics Monograph. Among her numerous accolades, Susco has received the 2022 Universal Women's Network Game Changer Award, was recognized as one of Canada's top 100 most powerful women in 2018, 2020, and 2022, and was inducted into the WXN Top 100 Hall of Fame after winning for a 4th time in 2023. She was honored with the Sarah Kirk Award for Canada's Leading Women Entrepreneurs in 2006 and named Dealmaker of the Year in Vancouver in 2011, ranking among the top 3 mid-market deals on Wall Street that year. Susco still resides in Whistler today alongside her husband and 3 children. Discover more about Shannon Byrne Susco and Metronomics at www.metronomics.com. Four Seasons Resort and Residences Whistler Katie Thompson. Photo via Four Seasons Resort and Residences Whistler Katie Thompson, a Whistler local for nearly a decade, has integrated her dedication to women's leadership seamlessly into her role as People and Culture Director at Four Seasons Resort and Residences Whistler. With a decade of experience as a Whistler local and as a mother, she understands the challenges women face in balancing career and family. Thompson has spearheaded employee benefit overhauls emphasizing holistic wellness, expanded housing options, and robust wellness programs. These initiatives, including weekly Pilates and yoga sessions, a new employee gym, and complimentary ski passes, underscore the commitment to employee well-being. Thompson's leadership emphasizes flexibility, open-mindedness, and inclusivity to create a supportive workplace culture where all employees, especially women, can thrive. Her efforts shape the future of Four Seasons Resort and Residences Whistler and set a powerful example for women in leadership. Learn more about Four Seasons Resort in Whistler at www.fourseasons.com/whistler.flute and Fromage Tara May and her Watson. Photo via Flute and Fromage. As a proud member of Whistler community for 30 years, Tara May followed through on the opportunity to become a business owner and work for herself with her passion project, Flute and Fromage, an idea which was inspired by her world travels and love of cheese. I had a desire to open up a cheese shop in the heart of Whistler Village, says May. Living abroad and traveling allowed me to experience great food and to see that we have limited access to great international cheeses here in Whistler. Flute and Fromage was created for everyone that craves an appraise treat that consists of a delicious cheese and wine, which can be shared and enjoyed on the patio, in your hotel room, or at home. Offering items that are carefully curated and not currently available in Whistler, May has taken the time and research to find delectable accompaniments inspired by her travels. Items may include a perfect preserve from England, charcuterie selections from Italy, or the perfect bite of rich dark chocolate from the Dominican Republic, all of which pair perfectly with their thoughtfully selected BC natural wines. For flute and fromage, the focus is on making sure the guest experience elevates the beautiful cheese they carry. Flute and Fromage's online store is open for pre-orders prior to their Whistler storefront opening in May 2024. Visit www.fluteandfromage.com to reserve a gift box today. Wedge Mountain Lodge and Spa Anna, Left, and Kelty Holdsworth. Photo via Wedge Mountain Lodge and Spa family is at the core of Wedge Mountain Lodge and Spa's origins and values. Their love of the Whistler lifestyle compelled them to find a way to bring their vision to this mountain town, enabling them to live and work in this wonderful community. Anna and Kelty Holdsworth, sisters-in-law, are one half of the ownership team of Wedge Mountain Lodge and Spa. Both arrived from the UK to Whistler for a working holiday ski season and were captivated by the area's adventurous lifestyle and mountainous surroundings. Kelty and Anna each decided to make Whistler their permanent home. Having first arrived in Whistler without any career goals in sight, the Holdsworths soon pursued a new business catering to seasonaires within their new community, allowing them to build their skills and experience in the local hospitality industry. Their combined talents and ability to work together as a family led the women to reinvest their profits into a brand new venture in 2023. They undertook the monumental task of designing and constructing a breathtaking 12,000 square feet lodge and spa, addressing a gap in Whistler's offerings, a fully serviced lodge capable of accommodating large families and other groups. Tucked away in the Whistler Mountains, Wedge Mountain Lodge and Spa is designed to bring people together for occasions such as family celebrations, corporate retreats and weddings. Fully serviced and private, guests have exclusive access to the entire lodge for their group. The lodge offers a suite of luxury amenities, including a private chef, private Nordic-style spa and pool, movie theater, and tailored packages to suit individual needs and ensure an intimate and personalized stay. The leadership team at Wedge Mountain Lodge has rapidly grown to include 8 members, with 6 of them being women. For more information, visit www.wedgemountainlodge.com.